The Kalispell Sweet Peaks Ice Cream Shop is the third one husband and wife team Sam and Marissa Dunhauer opened. The first was in Whitefish in April of 2010, and this weekend, Marissa Dunhauer says they're expanding out of the Flathead with a new shop opening in Missoula.
Once we started, we just haven't stopped, and adding new things, employing more people, creating new flavors, it's been really fun, but it seems like the last couple years have just gone by really quickly. It's a blur.
Yes.
The Blackboard listing specialty flavors includes strawberry cardamom ice cream and dark and stormy sorbet. Classics include huckleberry and coffee trader's espresso. Dunhauer says the Missoula opening will have an evening in Missoula sorbet featuring the Montana Tea and Spice Company tea and a Wussner Brothers honey and cinnamon ice cream.
Throughout the season, we will get dill from Ten Lake Farms based out of Whitefish and do a lemon dill. We will do, we've done a hibiscus flower and a honey from an apiary in the Flathead. We've done Flathead cherry chocolate. So we try to use a lot of what Montana has to offer.
Dunhauer says they use Montana milk processed in Great Falls. She says sourcing local is a big part of their business model.
We are basically self-taught and, wanted to open a business that would utilize local Montana product, be able to employ people in Montana, be fun, a creative avenue, and we really love ice cream.
It's this connection to local Montana-grown products that got Sweet Peaks involved in the Growth Through Agriculture grant program. The business recently won a $15,000 matching grant through the Montana Department of Agriculture. This program will grant or loan funds to a business project that either adds value to Montana agricultural products or creates or keeps jobs in the industry. The state legislature created the program with the goal of strengthening and diversifying agriculture in Montana. Other grant winners have included the Flathead Valley Community College, which received an $18,000 grant to develop its multifunctional agriculture program. Kalispell Creamery received a more than $35,000 grant to add yogurt-making capability to its dairy. Montana Native Nursery received a $10,000 grant to help buy the first plants to start a blueberry farm in Plains.
You know, Montana has a lot of agricultural products to pull from that, you might not think about, or you might not really consider us being, someplace like California that has abundance of produce all the time. But there's a lot of farmers that are really growing and experimenting with new things.
Dunhauer says they mix all their ice cream in Whitefish, and the grant helps with the costs of expanding distribution to their Flathead stores and also now down to Missoula. She says Sweet Peaks employs about 40 people in the summer, about half that in the winter. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.